Moses said to the Lord, "See, you have said to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." God said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Moses said, "If your presence will not go, do not carry us up from here, for how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you go with us? In this way we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every people on the face of the earth." The Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing that you have asked, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Show me your glory, I pray." And God said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you the name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I show mercy. But you cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." And the Lord continued, "See, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock, and while my glory passes, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." The Word of Life. A reading from 1 Thessalonians. My dear friends, God loves you, and we know God has chosen you to be God's people. When we told you the good news, you didn't just hear the words. You absorbed the power and assurance that came from the Holy Spirit. You knew what kind of people we were and how we helped you. So, when you accepted the message, you followed our example and the example of the Lord. You suffered, but the Holy Spirit made you glad. You became an example for all the Holy One's followers in Macedonia and Achaia. And because of you, God's message has spread everywhere in those regions. And now the news of your faith in God is known all over the world. The Word of God for the people of God.
Listen for the living Word of God as you hear the good news from Matthew's Gospel in the 22nd chapter. Some Pharisees wanted to trap Jesus in what he was saying. So they sent some of their disciples, along with Herodians, who are people who want to cooperate with Rome, and they asked him, they talked with him, they said, "Master, we know that you are sincere and that you teach the way of God according to the truth, and that you treat no one with partiality, but are deferential to no one. So tell us, is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" Jesus knew exactly what they were up to, and he said, "You hypocrites, why are you playing these games with me? Show me the coin that you use for the tax." They brought him a denarius. He said, "Whose image is this? Whose name?" They said, "The emperor's." And Jesus said, "Fine. Give to the emperor what belongs to the emperor. Oh, and give to God what belongs to God. When they heard that, they were stumped, and they went away. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's easy to play those games, to sort of try to trick God into certain things, to try to get around certain things. I'm sure they weren't expecting that little zinger Jesus threw in at the end. Look at the coin. It's stamped with the image and the name of the emperor. Well, then it belongs to the emperor. Give it back to him. And what is it that is made in God's image with God's name? It's us. Jesus just leaves this little zinger at the end. Yeah, pay your taxes, but give your whole self to God. All of it. It's hard to put a half of a coin in the offering plate. You just drop the whole thing in. What would it be like? What would it feel like? What would it look like to give yourself entirely to God today, tomorrow? To wake up in the morning and say, today I give myself wholly to God. Your being, your body, your choices, not yours, but God's. Your thoughts and your feelings and your prayers, entirely hand them over to God. Claim no ownership of anything for yourself. What would it be like to give God your sin, brokenness, weakness, your inability to live life the way you know God wants you to? What if you gave that to God? What would that feel like? What would it be like to give God all of your hope and your joy, to let it be God's, not yours? What you love, the things you care about, the people that you love in this world, to put them all in God's hands. Your doubt, your sorrow, your despair, to hand it all over. Your time, all of it, 24 hours a day, it's all God's. Your money, not just spare change, but every single thing in your checkbook, everything in your savings account, everything in your pocket, everything under the mattress, it all belongs to God. Not hold anything back. Your skills, your talents. What would it feel like every moment to say, now, these are not my choices, these are God's. This is not my life to spend as I choose. It's God's to spend as God chooses. I think that's what Jesus is inviting us into. And when we hear that invitation, we get a little anxious. We're accustomed to hanging on to at least some control, at least a little ownership of our own lives. And when we get that anxious, we're a lot like Moses. So God, assure me that this is going to work out okay. This is going to work out okay, all right? And God says, I'm going to go with you. You're going to be fine. And Moses said, yeah, because if you don't go with us, Moses just keeps going on with that. You have to show me your glory. Okay, let me know we're going to make it. You're going to make it. Because if you don't come with us, we're going to fail. You're not going to fail. I'm going to go with you. Really, seriously, God, you have to show me your glory. And God finally says, what I will show you is my mercy. But you don't get to see me. You don't get to see God's face. You get hidden and God passes by. And then you see, after God has gone, where God has been. That's the only promise that you get. I will be with you. And the only way to find out is to give ourselves wholly to God in that mystery. And the mystery is only when we put our entire selves in God's hands do we really feel God's hands holding us. There's no other way. So let's join together in praying for a bit and give ourselves to God. Will you pray with me? God of life, the God of faithfulness, the life you give me is not mine, it is yours. This breath I breathe is not mine, it is your spirit. I am made in your image. And now I give myself to you. All that I am, all that I have, all that I hope for, my thoughts and feelings, and all my choices, I give them over to you. Spend me according to your delight. Use me according to your will. I give myself to you. God of grace, we give ourselves to you, and you receive us. We give ourselves to you, and so we give ourselves to the world. We give you thanks that you spend us with such love. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice. And for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.